Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
What's your name, please?
Veronica Gonzalez Marquez.
Veronica Gonzalez Marquez. Okay, Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing today.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your full name and the ADC number for us for the record?
Veronica Gonzalez Marquez, 123777.
Okay, Ms. Marquez, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Mill. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And to my also here, representative of the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead for today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Marquez, you, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form advising you of your hearing today?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
No, sir, as I can recall,
are you representing yourself today or did you hire an attorney?
Yes, I'm by myself.
Okay. So, Ms. Marquez, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Ms. Marquez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, you will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Okay.
The allegation on the warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 30, 2018, as directed on May 23, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus she's absconded from supervision. Ms. Marquez, is that true or false?
Yes, true.
Okay. Based on the admission of Ms. Marquez, I'm going to move to find that she was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of her supervision, but she may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal wage or company.
Second.
Can we?
14 motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, Ms. Neal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ms. Marquez, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to come back to you and go over some information and then give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mr. Turner.
First of all, I swear to tell the truth. You didn't ask me.
Oh, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Do you so affirm, Mr. Turner?
I do, sir. Ms. Marquez was released from ADC custody on 4/17/2018 and arrested on 6/26/2018 by Tucson PD on misdemeanor charges of shoplifting. She was returned back to ADC custody on 6/28/2018 with an adjusted CCD of 8/14/2018 with 27 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016 narcotic drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 1996 drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. 2004 commitment B count 1, negligent homicide, 6 years. 2004 commitment C count 2, theft means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. This is her fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, self-admitted being a member of the criminal street gang Southside Crips in Tucson. Prior terms of supervision, 2009 TIS release. Arrested, administratively revoked. 2012 TIS release, absconded for 77 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant, lengthy, with possession of weapons, fighting, smuggling, contraband, disorderly conduct, conspiracy, tampering with security device, indecent exposure, sexual contact, and assault on an inmate noted. Other arrests, 2004, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation, shows a GED score of G5, B5, do not have the status of charges.
Okay, how many days did she, you say, the year she absconded?
For 27 days.
In 2012.
In 2012.
77.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
77 days.
Okay. That was going way too fast for me this time.
You're going fast.
I apologize.
Okay, Ms. Marquez, I'm going to bring some information with you. When you were released, you were homeless, but you established and had approved residence with your uncle, Mr. Gonzalez, at 1012 North 6th Avenue in Tucson, Arizona. So, were you still staying with your uncle when you were, before you absconded, or what happened?
Yes, I was still staying there, but I relapsed, and I just, like, never went back to the report.
Okay. So, were you working during that period of time?
Yes, I was, actually.
Where were you working at?
Assurance Lifeline. Assurance Awareness Lifeline Awareness. I'm sorry, Assurance Lifeline Awareness. It's the, basically
just distributing
them all.
Okay. So it looks like that when you were placed on your task for your drug testing, that you were assigned the color plum, you were called the, you know, task. You submitted a UA when your color was called. You were verbally counseled and given written instruction regarding task instruction for submitting the following reports. You only had one time that you submitted, that was April 30th, and it was negative. So what caused you to relapse?
Just triggers in the city of Tucson, dumb stuff.
And when you what were you using, crack cocaine?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
So when they made a referral to the Haven, did you just stop contacting?
No, what happened was I was there that day, we talked about it, and he was making phone calls, for Officer Duffy, he was making phone calls, and I was going to try to talk him to that, place he was recommending me to that same day, and then, like, he couldn't get me into anything, and he couldn't get me in anywhere, so that's why I just, that night, I was like, I never came back, never called or anything.
Okay.
And, yeah, so.
So, Ms. Marquez, it looks like this is your third time being out. The first time you got arrested in 09 and 2012, mm-hmm. you were responding for 77 days. You kind of know what happens if you don't stay in contact with your PO, don't you?
Yes, sir. I'm no good at probation or prolonging. I would like to just stay here and finish my time and go home.
Okay.
Without being on parole.
Alright.
I go home. Do you know if I do stay here, I go home, I think,
looks like August 14th.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Alright. Well, Ms. Marquez, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to revoke the community supervision, find that you were delinquent, violated the terms.
Thank you so much.
Hold on. Find out that you violated the terms.
Sorry.
Conditions of your supervision had lapsed, about to lapse into criminal ways. Her company, as she did relapse, she was an absconder, and she did use illegal drugs. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself. Second, Mrs. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Mill. Okay, Ms. Marquez, you will be released on August 14th of 2018. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Great question. Thank you all for your time and consideration. You guys have a blessed day.
You too. Just set the phone down and for the next person.
Okay. Okay, okay. Yeah, Sheriff Clark, come on. She's right here.
Okay.